My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got now.
Truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Scott McKay. You are listening to The Tipping Point here on Revolution Radio. It is October the 19th, 2020. We are inching closer and closer to the showdown, and I don't even have to tell you that we are now in the middle of a tempest. At least the Democrats, the left, the criminal empire that has been under attack from the global power alliance that is taking them on. We have a lot to talk about tonight, so welcome to the show, folks. If you want to follow us here on Revolution Radio, there's a couple ways to do it. You're here live tonight on revolution.radio. You can also follow us at patriotsriseup.com. That's our mobile quick connect where you can jump right off of that platform onto the show. It's an all-in-one platform where you can spread the word through either email or text messaging that's already ready to click. Send the word out to your friends to help get the word out to what's happening here and around the world in this takedown operation. You can also scroll to the bottom of that app. You can connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at capital S-A-M, C-C-E, capital K, small A-Y, 3. That's capital S, capital A, capital M, small C, capital K, small A-Y, 3. You can hook up with me there on Twitter. Facebook, I recommend that you, if you want to link up with me there, you can do that on the app as well. Send me an email, private email that you like to connect up. I got to screen a lot of people because got a lot of shills coming at us, just dropping useless information and attacks. We try to let them go play in their own sandbox somewhere else so it doesn't waste our time. And if you want to follow us, all of our past shows are created into podcasts, which we load up on the YouTube channel. And if you run a search on YouTube, you can just type in The Tipping Point Radio, and that'll bring us up there. All the episodes for the year, every week since beginning of the year, are there as well. There's a lot of things you can go back and research. It's more than just current events. It's kind of laying out
how this entire global infrastructure was put in place to do what they've been trying to do, and that's enslave humanity. You can also find that link at the bottom of the Mobile Connect, patriotsriseup.com, and you can just click the YouTube link and it'll take you there. Folks, this radio platform on Revolution Radio, The Tipping Point, is my information warfare platform, and I can bring information to you in the way I choose to, because we can't be censored here. They can't take us down. They can attack Facebook, which they have. They can try to censor YouTube or limit how many subscribers or how many listeners we have. I always pop in there to see what's going on, and I see those numbers being fudged all the time. But they can't do it here, because this particular platform is a global platform. We have global reach, and we have people worldwide to keep these shows on the air because they can donate. You can do that right on the page, by the way. If you like any of the particular shows on Revolution Radio, there's a lot of great hosts bringing great information here. You can simply go to the top of the page you're on now. You'll see the donate button. You also see an orange button at the top as well. And you can click that on, create a Patreon account, donate to Revolution Radio that way. And you can also send in snail mail if you want to write out a check. And if you're supporting The Tipping Point, just write it in a memo and send that check off to the address to one of our producers made out to Revolution Radio. And it is you that allows us to bring this information worldwide. And to all our listeners around the world, we are happy to have you. We are grateful. We know there are patriots everywhere. The word patriot is not synonymous with just Americans here. It is all of us worldwide that are fighting this battle, this digital battle. We had some new folks pop in this week, new listeners from Hong Kong and Australia. Welcome. We are on your side. I just know that as we clean up this swamp over here and drain it, and then any of the swamp creatures that are still breathing, we put them out of their misery too. Believe me, the cavalry is coming. This is a worldwide effort, and we are going to be there to help you bring it all to an end as well, so we can free the whole world from this religious foe, religious Luciferian order, the Satanists, that have gotten control of all levers of power in every construct around the world. We got a couple wizards behind the curtain, I call them. I want to thank Mr. Pat Rabbit and also Mr. Rowe. They get our shows off on time. They get the give us the information that we need to be able to put together a quick video, get that up on YouTube. It takes me a couple of days, but if people around the world can't listen to it on those sides of the world where they're still sleeping, they can always wake up and jump on that particular recording. So it takes us about 2 days, but we will always make sure we get information to you. Folks, if you're brand new here to The Tipping Point, I hope you left your dancing shoes at home, because we don't dance here. The only tools we use here on The Truth are tomahawks and chainsaws. Anything that gets in our way that's going to stop the truth from coming out, those are the tools that we employ here. We're not here to play nice. Those days are over. That doesn't work. We are here to bludgeon this criminal power structure with information on all levels, any way we can, because this truly is now a battlefield. We now see what's happening in the censoring medium. We've watched major, major power players on YouTube, channels taken down, hundreds of thousands of subscribers, they were taken down. We've seen Twitter accounts that have been taken down. We have now we can move over into Parler and other type of social media. But you look between YouTube, between Facebook, between those three and Twitter, there is a major attack underway of major players that have gone down the very same day that they were dropping the daisy cutter on the Biden crime family. We'll venture in that today. But I'll tell you, folks, our target here on The Tipping Point is we're going after this global political, corporate, and central banking hegemony that's aided and embedded by the controlling religious order that has nearly completed this long-developing global apparatus to end, with its intent to end, the freedom of the vast majority of all living beings on the planet. And I mean all living beings, not just humans, but they're already doing it in the animal world. Our extinctions of incredible animals that are already gone. Folks, these things aren't just accidental. All of this destruction is by design. Their construct of absolute and complete enslavement, followed by the mass extermination of 90% of human life, is now being exposed, and it's being destroyed by our battlefield warriors and our digital warriors out there around the world, the citizens who have joined the fight to expose and exterminate this all-powerful force of criminals in politics, in business, in the phony religious order. In fact, there's no better description of this particular entity than from the hero of this worldwide movement. I'll let you listen in his own terms how he describes this power structure.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War, in short, with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match.
And that is it. That is exactly what we're fighting. This operation got started after they took out the hero of this movement. And it just goes to show you folks that there is no other way. There's no other way for this to be taken down except with the military. There is no other way because they have infiltrated every establishment on the planet. And the second thing we have to be aware of, they've also infiltrated the United States military. And if we get to it at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about some of that. I wanted to get to it last week, but I was not able to. So that being said, we're going to jump right into the sports shorts. We got a lot to cover here again tonight. And just on the light side, a little bit of humor. One of the tweets that Trump sent out, I found quite humorous. It's on Dr. Fauci. So Trump sends out a tweet. Dr. Fauci says, we don't allow him to do television. And yet I saw him last night on At 60 Minutes. And he seems to get more airtime than anybody since the late, great Bob Hope. All I ask of Tony is that he makes better decisions. He said, no masks and let China in. Also, a bad arm. I couldn't figure that one out until he followed up the tweet with another one said, P.S. Tony should stop wearing the Washington Nationals mask for two reasons. Number one, it is not up to the high standards that he should be exposing. Number two, it keeps reminding me that Tony threw out perhaps the worst first pitch in baseball history. So the greatest thing about this movement is having fun with these swamp creatures. And if you had not seen the Tony Fauci pitch, he became famous after he popped out into the open, became a hero of the left. And of course, he is on every talk show circuit. He's getting invited to high exposure dinners and events. And now he's asked to throw out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals. And if you haven't seen it, you have to go to YouTube and watch it. So here's this little weasel out there on the mound. And he winds up and he goes to throw a pitch to the catcher. And he throws it about 30 degrees off to the left. And it doesn't even hit the runner's line. It was hysterical to watch. And then you can wind back to one where Trump was invited out to throw the first pitch. And what people don't realize about Trump, Donald Trump is an athlete. He's a very good athlete. And I'm not talking just golf. I'm talking about baseball, about basketball. I've seen this guy shoot jump shots, and that was actually my best sport. So when I see somebody has perfect form on a jump shot or just the way he moves, you can tell he's a great athlete. The guy steps up. He doesn't even wind up. He just walks up. He's taking his left foot step right onto the rubber, doesn't even wind up, and he fires a burner into the pitcher's or into the catcher's mitt, probably about 70 miles an hour. And when you see that and you contrast the two of them, it's actually quite comical. But to watch Trump bust him in the middle of world exposure is always a lot of fun. Anyways, there's been a couple of tweets that have come out this week. One of the things that I always like to touch in some way, shape, or form on the pedo ring breakup that's happening around the world, around Hollywood especially. There's one that came out, and this was from John Galt. It says, according to police, major arrests included some Hollywood players as well as politicians, white-collar professionals. Police stated that they are unable to release names at this point, but confirmed that the arrested included some household names in the entertainment industry. The Department of Justice has just conducted a series of raids across Los Angeles and arrested 238 people in connection with Hollywood pedophilia. Now, I did a little research on that when it came out, and there's sometimes some of this information comes out, or people on Twitter will grab it, and they'll throw it out there. and it might be a little bit dated. And I did find this article, and this was it showed from the on the conservative U.S. It was October 19th, 2020. But I also found that there was something that happened back in June. I don't know if these are the same two events that happened, but we do know that they are on the march to bring down this satanic order that is in the business of child pedophilia, satanic ritual abuse, murder, all the horrible things that these people are involved in. And I will keep reminding people as often as I can, that is what we are up against, because it has to be destroyed. So the topics tonight, we're going to talk about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. We're going to talk for a minute about SEAL Team 6 assassination, the Benghazi debacle. We didn't get to dig in as deeply as I would have last week because we ran out of time. We're going to jump into the web of corruption that is now bleeding out all over the place. And I can tell you, folks, it's going to get crazy. But so we'll jump into the winner of the week here. The winner of the week is America. And the reason is because now you are starting to see what is happening. Of course, the opening salvo of the criminality of the Democratic Party, the DNC, the Lion Biden crime family, and everyone else that is about to get exposed. But I think the indicator of how this thing is backed into a corner, I remember years ago, somebody asked Rush Limbaugh when he was on the air, right after I think Bush was in, George W. Bush, the deep state criminal, came into power right after the Clinton administration. And somebody asked Rush, he said, so you really aren't going to have any material now that Clinton's gone. He said, are you kidding me? He said, you think these people are crazy when they're in power? Watch what happens when they lose power. And of course, that's what it became. So this is another tweet that went out. CJ Truth put it up, spiritual warfare. He says, what a manifestation of a demon. What the manifestation of a demon looks like. And here's this girl. She's totally flipping out. And of course, if you watch the video that goes up on YouTube, you got to see this for yourself, but I'll let you at least listen. This is the meltdown of the lunatic left because they know what's coming.
Listen to me, Republicans, listen. You are the people in history they warned us about. They warned us about people like you. Pay attention. We're losing our democracy. Wake up. Wake up.
I don't even have to paint this picture of what this person looks like doing a selfie video close up of this. I swear to God, the demons are climbing right out of her eyes. The thing that's so fun to me about this, folks, I've been waiting for decades for this. I've been waiting, and I probably overtalked this point so much, but I'm so much bitterness because I spent the years that I did in elective politics before I discovered they're criminals and are corrupt, and I walked away, and I never thought I'd see this moment. So people want this whole thing over. They want the hammer to drop. They want everybody in jail now. And I keep telling people week in and week out, listen, just sit back. Enjoy this. We've been waiting for this for a very long time. And you know what? I was telling somebody the other day, the knot that you have in your stomach because it's now Monday or Sunday night and you got to go to work on Monday morning, maybe to a job you don't like, you got bills stacking up, you're wondering how you're going to buy the kids' school clothes, all these pressures of life, whatever they are. We all have them. I don't care what your revenue stream is, your income level, lifestyle. We all have these. And so you have that knot in your stomach or maybe some problems in a family or the children or a marriage or whatever the problems are. There's always a knot in your stomach. These people who are part of this empire, criminal empire, they have life great. They have privilege. They have influence. They got connections. Everything just bounces their way. Well, guess what? They have been living a life for going on 4 years, over 3.5 years, they've been living a life where they know what's coming and they are scared shitless. I don't mean concerned. I mean scared shitless. They know what's happening. They know what's coming. This is a train. They have done everything they can to stop this train coming down the tracks. And there is not a thing that they can do. They can see that it is just over. It's over. They're praying that they can They've always been rescued by the cabal. They've always stepped in and they've rescued these people, but it isn't going to happen this time. And they're starting to figure it out. It's becoming clear to them. They're still a dangerous animal. They're not going to stop. However, they are still going to lose. And I do like the passion that I see in people that are getting upset about why this hasn't happened yet. I had a friend of mine reach out to me today, and he's a great guy. I'm not going to mention his name, but he is a patriot, and he's on fire. He sends me a text today. I'll go through this as quickly as I can, but it's indicative of the passion people have and how upset they are about what they're seeing. He sends me a text, says, "How are we looking from your experience and what's your thoughts? Do you think there will be a delay in the results because of all the bullshit going on?" And he's talking about the election, delay in the results. And I just said back, not real sure about delay of the results or anything like that. What does happen, whatever does happen, it's going to be catastrophic for the Dems. They all get to go to jail. They all get to go to jail. They all get to go to jail. And he's asked me these questions numerous times, and my answers are always the same. This is what's going to happen. So he came back and said, just looking at all the pictures of Trump's rallies compared to the a-hole. Now I can say it here out loud, but it's a joke. Trumps are packed and those F-heads don't seem to have much support. I think Hillary had way more than Biden does. I just said, that's very true. He came back. I can't imagine those bastards not doing everything they can to rig this election. I think it's the only effing way possible they could win at this point. I responded, they are. It won't make a difference. He comes back again. Because Trump is that much ahead, or does he have people in place intercepting the fraudulent votes? I was talking with my sister and brother yesterday about this and wasn't able to explain why it won't matter. And I came back. They couldn't muster up enough voter fraud or even overcome the Trump tsunami. Plus, they're getting busted all over the place. The 2020 election is safe. So he comes back again. I hope you will be as glad as I am to be when this bullshit ends and the United States can continue down a better, more peaceful path. This COVID bullshit is over the effing top. The closer the election gets, the more the nursing home claims here in Pennsylvania they're finding COVID cases. Where my mother is, despite all the mask wearing and the safety protocols, they are so full of effing shit, it's sickening. And I just sent back, lying. Thinking back again. The whole effing time about this bullshit. I almost got kicked out of Weiss supermarket on Saturday because I refused to wear an effing mask and told the manager I will leave to make sure you hurry. Or told the manager I will leave. Make sure you hurry and put back all the shit in my cart and have fun with the lunch meat I sliced, stupid MF-er. I just sent laughing faces. And he said, these rotten cork, whatever, I won't finish that one. These rotten cork blank are trying everything to destroy Amy Coney Barrett. The Democrats are complete effing shit. That party needs to be removed or this country will never improve. So what I want you to get from this is, folks, this is how pissed off America is, the American voter. Now think of this. How pissed off do you think the Democrats are? The people, the 125 or 45,000 Democrats in Pennsylvania. I talked about this. I live in Texas, but I talk about PA. That was home turf when I grew up. Back there, they had 100,000 union Democrats that left the party in 2016 to vote for Donald Trump. And the union Democrats are immovable. They always have been. That's why Pennsylvania went blue. But it went red because they jumped ship. And they didn't even see the abject lunacy today of the left. They didn't even see what Trump has delivered for America. They didn't know he was a populist. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican, reform candidate, independent. Nobody can keyhole this guy. You can't corner him. He has one simple interest: the preservation of the liberty of America and the constitutional rights of the American people. What ticks him, ticks everybody off in D.C. is he's not one of them. He's not a swamp creature. He's there to cast a spotlight on every single one of them. But now we know in the last month or so, I think I talked about this on a prior show, all these union Democrats, all these Democrats, 120-something thousand, they've all jumped ship from the party. They're going independent, or they're going, I think 75,000 went Republican, 25,000 or 25,000 went independent. Someone declared it, but it's huge. Now these people, how ticked off do you think they are? They're discovering that they have been lied to for a lifetime. A lifetime. They bought into the party. I know how ticked off they are, because when I walked away in 2006 from elective politics, it was over. My target became my party because I realized they were loaded with criminals. I thought they were the virtuous party. And you can tell in my voice, I'm still pissed off. And it isn't going to go away. It's not going to go away until I see nothing but a smoking corpse of the establishment in Washington, D.C. and globally when it's all gone. So that's what's happening, folks. Anyways, the winner of the week is America, because the movement is against the cabal powers and it's coming at in Mach 3, and there is no way it's going to stop. No way. Now, the losers of the week, obviously, we've got the Democratic Party on the heels of the Hunter Biden debacle. That's going to be a nightmare for them. Savannah Guthrie, you guys probably saw last week the town hall with Donald Trump. Unbelievable. And the massive voter fraud that's coming out everywhere. So I want to touch real quickly on this Obama, Biden, Clinton, Iran gate thing that happened. We talked about last week. It kind of was over. It's now overshadowed by this wave of the Biden crime family coming out into the open. Now, if you weren't on the show last week, what we have now found out was that Osama bin Laden was being hidden in Iran. And so the U.S. conducts a raid. And the fact of the matter is John Brennan, Leon Panetta, former defense secretary and former CIA director under Barack Obama, these people, they knew that Osama bin Laden was being kept. Now, he was under house arrest, but he was being kept in Iran. So because that would be considered an act of war against the United States, the Iranians decided they would give up Osama bin Laden. They would send him over to the compound in Abbottabad, which wasn't a resort. It was basically a prison. So they're going to put him in there. And then the United States was going to conduct this raid and make it look heroic. And again, our soldiers were heroic. SEAL Team 6 was heroic. They all are. But what we found out was there was a double agent inside of Pakistani ISI, that's their intelligence services, who was working with the Iranians. And what he did was he facilitated, I believe his involvement was, he had gotten a DNA sample from Osama bin Laden when he was in the compound, got it back to the CIA station chief over there to confirm that bin Laden was there. And then the U.S. decided to launch this raid to take him out. But in between that, the Iranians got Osama bin Laden out of there and they put a body double in there. So what happens? Hillary Clinton and Leon Panetta decided they were going to go ahead and launch this raid. Obama refused to do it. Biden advised him not to do it. Obama was on the golf course. So Hillary Clinton, which this is treason, and Leon Panetta, and with John Brennan involved, they decided to go ahead and launch this raid. They arranged it with Musharraf, who was the prime minister or president of Pakistan at that time, to drop their defenses so SEAL Team 6 could get across the border. Once they got across the border, then Obama was pulled off the golf course. That's where he was when this raid was going down. When he came into the Situation Room, he was basically said, look, there's nothing you can do now. He was told by these criminals in his administration, there's nothing you can do now. You can't call it off because the defenses are already back up. It's a one-way ticket. They got to go in and complete the mission. So they went ahead and did it anyways. And they ended up having bin Laden killed. And we know that one of the wives were running toward the shooter, the SEAL Team 6 shooter. I forget Rob's last name. Shoots her. What she was saying to him was, he's the double. He's the double. He's the double. And they ended up killing the double. They knew it. They knew it wasn't Osama bin Laden, and they put on this big show of a Muslim burial at sea, which absolutely is against everything in the Muslim religion, but that's what they showed the world. When the truth was, he was put on a helicopter, and they scattered parts of his body over the Kush Hindu mountains. Now, what happened was this whole operation was going to be arranged where a falconer was going to set bin Laden up in a desert, training him to be a falconer, and they would take him out. Then this guy must have been a CIA asset. All I know, he was a professional falconer for the Arabs, and he's the one that stepped forward about 10 days ago. They've got the audio evidence, video evidence. They got all the evidence that raid was a total setup. Number one, it was a total disaster for the Obama administration if it all came out then. Totally catastrophic. Here's what we know. We know that SEAL Team 6 that was on that raid, SEAL Team 6 is about 120 operators on SEAL Team 6. So I don't know if all of them were on that raid, but there was a number of SEAL Team 6 members that were now being called into a village in Afghanistan. after the operation about 3 weeks later. Well, Hillary Clinton and company, and Biden was involved in this as well, they had these people set up to be assassinated. Why? Because they needed to keep the word suppressed of the truth of that operation. And the only reason we know this, because Ty Woods, who was killed in Benghazi, the Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL, was a private contractor in Benghazi. He was in a village where there was an army ranger that was in a village where this helicopter was going to be taken out with SEAL Team 6 on. This ranger met Ty Woods' father in Hawaii just by chance. He said, by the way, told him, by the way, he said, look, he said, it made no sense that SEAL team getting shot down that day because we're in a village. The story was, there was a cover story that we were under attack and we needed SEAL Team 6's help, and they were coming in. They were coming in a chopper that was low and slow. It's a chopper they wouldn't normally be on. I thought it was a Chinook, but this guy said it was some type of Huey. That didn't really add up to me, and I still haven't vetted that completely out, but it's all going to come out. But in his story was, this Army Ranger told Ty Woods' father, we didn't need them to come in. We've been in that village many times. There was no threat. That was a bullshit operation. That was a setup. And of course, there was, I think it was a Stinger missile might have brought that bird down and killed all the SEAL Team 6 guys that were on it. Well, these Stingers apparently were the same ones that were over in Benghazi. And the reason we were in Benghazi, Christopher Stevens was killed there. He was there supposed to gather up these weapons because these weapons were being transported to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, because that was a proxy army that was set up by John McCain, the CIA, Hillary Clinton, to create all this chaos in the Middle East. So now what we know is the $152 billion in cash that Obama had flown over there in planes into Iran was blackmail to keep their mouth shut, to not let this out. Well, guess what? The evidence is now here. This is treason against the United States. That thing exploded, but before it could, we could feel the concussion of all of it. What happens now? What happens now is the whole Biden crime family is exposed, folks. And let me tell you something. If you think that this is going to be the bomb that goes off, the October surprise, whatever, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I'm telling you this, from now till the election and after the election, this thing is just getting started. We aren't even anywhere near the crest of this wave. Believe me, this surfer's just getting up on the board right now, and it's on a 40-foot monster on the north shores of Hawaii. And believe me, when this whole thing crests, it's going to catch everybody on it in a bad position. When this thing rolls over the top, it isn't smashing down on a soft beach. It's driving every one of these deep state criminals right onto the jagged rocks of the truth, ripping them to pieces. Every deep state swamp creature who's been involved in any of this sellout of America, it's going to get bloody. So get ready for a fight, because I'm telling you, this is the opening salvo for what's about to happen. Anyway, so now that we see, and by the way, these are my beliefs. My thoughts and my beliefs are, this isn't new information, folks, this Biden criminality. These guys have they have everything. The White Hats control the NSA. They know everything that these criminals have been doing for a long time. People ask why we got people like admin people like Gina Haspel in there, Christopher Wray, people that look like they keep slowing the process, stabbing Trump in the back. Folks, it's all part of the plan. Put them in there, figure out who they're talking to. Gina Haspel, CIA, this girl, her mentor is John Brennan, who's going to be taken down for treason. He'll be executed. I think he's going to be the first public one. That's just my guess. But they put these people in these positions. Why? To watch them. They've already been watching them prior to that. Put them in there. Watch how they try to save themselves. Watch who they're talking to. Watch how they're undermining Trump. Watch how they're serving their masters. It's a beautiful plan. They've had this stuff on by. Everything is a show. This is a movie they're playing out for maximum impact as a wake-up call to the world to show them so they can see with their own eyes who's involved in this entire global criminal empire and how truly horrible these people are. The terrifying scenario that they had laid out for this country and the world, they have to show us. It's going to be painful. It's going to be horrifying. You're going to see nightmares. And you're not going to see the worst of it, but because we know 60 to 80% we'll never get to see. They don't want us to know that because humanity could never recover, their words. But the 20 to 40% we see, anybody escapes justice because they cut deals so we get the big fish, they'll never be able to walk down the street for the rest of their lives in the world. That is how deep and big this swamp truly is, and the fraud that they've committed on the American people forever. They are scared, folks. There's no question about that. And if you just look at Trump, here's the thing. If you saw his town hall, I mean, this is what we need, people. We need everybody in America to see the absolute and utter disrespect that this president has fielded for over 3.5 years. Even the people, look, there's some, I have some of my closest, dearest people in my life are Democrats. One person that I hold as dear as anybody on the planet is a liberal Democrat. He's completely bought in to the entire machine's propaganda to the 10th degree. He's the dearest, one of the dearest, most dearest people in my life. These are good people. They have been sold out, bullshitted, and lied to for so long, their brain can't accept or even process anything different than what they're being fed by this machine. But there's one thing people are seeing is the absolute unfairness and the despicable behavior that the left, the Democrats, the politicians, the media have put onto this president. I'll play a real quick clip here on Trump with his town hall with Savannah Guthrie, and I love how he handled himself. It's going to bring us into a subject here on Q and the military intelligence, but just listen to the way he's treated and the way he handles it.
We're denouncing. Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true, so, and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, but I know nothing about
it. They believe it is a satanic
cult
run by the deep state.
Study the subject. I'll tell you what I do know about. I know about Antifa, and I know about the radical left, and I know how violent they are and how vicious they are, and I know how they're burning down cities run by Democrats, not run by Republicans.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, QAnon is nuts, and real leaders call conspiracy theories conspiracy theories.
He may be
right. Why not just say it's crazy and not true?
He may be right. I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you another thing.
Let's waste a whole show. You start off with white supremacy, I denounce it. You start off with something else, let's go. Keep asking me these questions.
Okay. Let
me just tell you, what I do hear about it is they are very strongly against pedophilia. And I agree with that. I mean, I do agree with that, and I agree
but
with it.
But there's not a satanic pedophile.
I have no idea. I know
you
nothing
don't
about
know that?
That?
Okay.
No, I don't know
you
that.
Just
neither,
this
neither
week.
Neither do you know that.
Okay, just this week.
Why are you asking me about Antifa? Why aren't you asking me about the radical left?
Because you're
voluntary. Why aren't you asking Joe Biden questions about why doesn't he condemn Antifa? Why does he say it doesn't exist?
Because you're
Antifa,
here before me.
No, excuse me. So cute. Antifa exists. They're vicious, they're violent, they kill people, and they're burning down our cities. And they happen to be radical left.
Wow.
So I don't know how do you comment on that beyond what I said? I mean, these people are despicable. They're absolutely despicable. But here's the thing. First of all, there is no QAnon. There's no such thing. And we're going to talk about some of the Q drops about some of the things they pointed out. There is Q. We know what that is. That's a military intelligence dissemination operation. And then you have the Anons. Those are the anonymous people who are posting on the 4chan boards first, then 8chan, and now 8kun, which is the third underground messaging boards that had to be built to withstand the attacks of the cabal. I think it's run right through the Pentagon. So now anonymous people can drop information on there, and they can interact on any level with anything. It just happens to be where the messaging boards are, where the Q team decided they would drop all of this intel. But QAnon doesn't even exist. So when Trump is saying, I don't know anything about QAnon, it's not, he's not lying. He's saying the truth. There's no such thing as QAnon. They just combine the two. And so now what they're trying to do is associate anything that any of the Anons say as directly stated by Q, which isn't true. There's a lot of things that Anons say out there. We don't know. These are typically deciphered messages that they're putting out. They decipher what Q is trying to tell us, or they have their theories. And we're going to talk about the JFK theory. Now, what we do know is over this past week, we had seen a number of people try to tie this together. I have myself, and we were looking at possibly October the 17th was the date that JFK Jr. was going to be exposed to the world. And we didn't know in one way, shape, or form. We had some ideas of how, but I can tell you that we did not have him step out into the world as expected, possibly be announced as Trump's running mate. A lot of that stuff was put out there as well. But what I will say is this. We don't know whether he was exposed or not. If you're watching Trump's speech, it wasn't in Dallas, by the way. It was, I guess it was shown on the schedule that it would be in Dallas a while ago at the AT&T Arena. I was hoping it might be. It wasn't. I was looking all day to see what would happen. They were up in Nevada. But anyways, Trump was talking, and he needed a ball cap because it was pretty windy. So here's what he says. You can hear it for your own words. And we don't know exactly what this means, but I'm going to speculate to you what we might have heard here. So here's Trump. He needed a ball cap. He said, maybe somebody can go get us, find me a ball cap. There's probably one on the plane. Maybe some go grab one. And he's talking, and eventually somebody was going to bring a ball cap, and they handed it to him. The cameras are on Trump. You see just an arm come into the screen to hand Trump a ball cap. And here's what you hear Trump say when he grabs the ball cap.
Was like, you know, they call them softballs. And then I had to go on with that person, you know, that person. No, she was jumping
Savannah
out of her
Goosey.
Seat. She was jumping out of her seat. And thank you very much, John. Everybody know John? He's very conservative. He's a big star, and I hate to say this, it's very incorrect, you don't say it anymore, but the women really like him a lot.
So when I was watching this live, I'm thinking, okay, we know Dallas is off. We've been told the 17th by a number of people who believe that they've been able to read the numerology, the gematria, the communications, whatever it is. But there was no JFK Jr. stepping up. Here he is blowing the world's mind. But if you learn how this operation has been conducted from the beginning, there's always these undertones. It's nothing that's ever right in your face. You have to look and you got to dig. So he says, thank you. The things he says is he says, thank you, John. Then he says, everybody know John. And then people start clapping. Now, obviously, it's not the reaction you have. If we had open confirmation, what we have believed to be true from a lot of things we've seen in the last 3 years or 2 years since we really started to think this is possible, this guy staged his own death. He's still alive. He's working with the military and the Patriots to bring down the cabal powers. But it's always these subtle exposures so they can be pointed back to later on. So why would he say to Trump, you all know, why would Trump say to everybody, you know, he would say something like, you all know John. And he says, yeah, he's a conservative and he's a star. So, he threw the obvious one out. He said, you know, I hate to say this, probably not the right thing to say, but all the ladies love him. We know that about Junior. Does that mean that he is alive? I don't know. I don't know. I can tell you this. I'm not dissuaded that it may not still be true. I hope it is. We're all going to find out. But anyways, when it comes to Q and the intel that's dropped, there are always nuances that you have to dig into to try to figure out exactly what is going on. And so when Savannah Guthrie is wrapping this up into a perfect fastball to throw at Trump, she still can't hit the guy. And he always gets at least a base hit. But one thing that he did knocking it out of the park was, if anybody hadn't been paying attention up until that time, he's talking about number one, QAnon, that they're against pedophiles, they're against child trafficking. When this operation started, they never, ever, ever brought it up. They knew it was there because they're the targets, the deep state swamp creatures, the cabal powers, they're the targets. They've known this operation was there since the very beginning, since October 28th, 2017. They've known it. Why wouldn't the media ever ask Trump in any of the pressers, what's this Q thing? Who are these Q people? What's this? What's that? They would never say a word. They couldn't afford to have people looking in that direction and say, what are they talking about? Let me go to my computer. Let me start digging in. Holy Mary, Mother of God, look at this information. What does this mean? And then start to read the comms, start to get an understanding, start to be part of this global movement to keep spreading and spreading and spreading worldwide. They couldn't have that happen. But once it took on a life of millions and tens of millions of people in countries all over the world, they couldn't stop it. And it created a revolution of digital warriors that would get down every rabbit hole pointed to them, dig up information for themselves, piece it together themselves, learn to think for themselves, trust their own instincts, and then start sharing the information that created a worldwide revolution to overcome this power structure. Now it became a threat. And what did they start to do? Then they had to go on attack. The mainstream media had to attack. Why? Because the threat is now there and they have to meet the threat. And you see how they do it. Either way, there's nothing can stop what's coming. This show has been teed up for a kill shot. This is all for you. This is all for me. It's for the world to watch these people slowly twist in the wind and have that knot keep getting tighter and tighter and tighter as more information comes out, as the truth starts to come out. Believe me, I think you're going to see that the Biden crime family is going to make Hillary look like amateurs, because the stuff that I've looked at in the last couple of days, where their tentacles have been dug into, this guy is a massive national security threat. Like Trump said, he can't be president. This guy can be blackmailed. He can be blackmailed to the end of time. The Chinese have this guy by the testicles, for lack of a better visual. They've got the guy by the balls, period. Because now that they've got videotape of Biden doing horrible things to underage girls, boys, whoever, who knows what it is, they've got them all on video, folks. The CCP, the communist, Chinese communists have everything on video. Some of the things that I've heard that people have seen on this video is pretty horrifying. And what we're learning is Hunter's role is quite a bit different than what we actually might have initially thought. But that's what's coming. These are the losers. The fraud exposure that's happening, the DNC. There's a new one. Houston scam, these 450,000 ballots. The Dallas Jones is his name down in Houston. One of Biden's people on his campaign, it was just busted. These things, folks, are popping up all over the place. Biden campaign operative in Texas. State senator accused of mail-in ballot voter fraud. Supreme Court of Texas Monday alleged a coordinated ballot harvesting operation in Harris County. Two testimonials specifically named State Senator Boris Miles, Democrat, Houston. Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis, Democrat. Precinct 1 is leaders of election fraud scheme that involves stealing absentee ballots from nursing homes and forging voter signature. Another individual is Dallas Jones, a political operative overseeing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's Harris County operation. It just goes on. There's more. Texas official, three others indicted. They're trying to flip Texas. We've got three others indicted on 134 felonies in another ballot fraud case. This is happening. It's happening in PA. It's happening all over the place. They can't, folks, they can suppress this. The cat's out of the bag. They're losing on all fronts, all fronts. Look at the Biden family. The summary here is this. Joe Biden is a criminal. He always has been a criminal. He sold the nation out to China. He's the ultimate blackmail target. These Russia docs declassed. Wait, look what's happening here. With these Russia, all of these Clinton emails now, Mike Pompeo, they've been declassified and they're releasing them without any of the redactions in there. So we get to see, folks, everything. We get to see everything that's happening. Exposure, they're being exposed, and the cover-up and the censoring by the media, by mainstream media, and by social media. Folks can see with their own eyes now that they are trying to pull a blanket over every media source. It's no longer disputing the information. It's shutting down the people from even talking about it, which is the supreme violation of our First Amendment. And even if it's not the lunatic left, but if it's the left and the Democrats, believe me, there are many of them that see this too. They understand if anybody in a position of power that is ideologically opposed to them doesn't like what they say, they can shut them down too. And I believe that the First Amendment in people's minds is more important than any amendment of all 10. I personally believe the Second Amendment's most important. I believe the Second Amendment should be the First Amendment because it's the only, it's the one single amendment that guarantees all the rest, the ability to point the barrel of a gun toward anybody who's going to take away 2 through 10. I'm not saying the First Amendment isn't the most important, but my whole mindset with the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, the right to arm bears, I think everybody should be armed because that's the only thing that it will stop tyranny. That is the only guarantee where a bad guy can be stopped when a good guy has a weapon of any sort. Anyways, moving on. I'm really looking forward, by the way, to these Clinton emails coming out, man. That's going to be, to me, watching this woman twist in the wind is I can't think of anything that would make me happier just to watch this continue for all the terrible things they've brought on to people everywhere, all around the world, the entire Clinton murder list. It just doesn't stop. So I was looking at Wayne Allen Root today on Twitter, and here's what he says. Breaking news. My sources as high up as it gets watched videos on Hunter's laptops today. Just told me point blank, no rumor. They saw Hunter raping and torturing little Chinese children. Chinese government has the same videos. Biden is compromised, blackmailed, can never be president. That's the bottom line here. There is no Joe Biden president. There never was. All this stuff has been sat on. People are jumping on Christopher Wray, our FBI director, thinking that he is a bad guy. I have not quite put my finger on Christopher Wray. I don't trust him. We were told long ago to trust Wray, trust Sessions, trust Kansas. There's a few people we should trust. I've seen a red X drawn through Christopher Wray's picture when Q dropped him on the boards months ago, because he's either been slow walking information or investigations or not releasing information. That could possibly be optics. It could possibly simply be optics, could be his marching orders to carry this out this way, to make the cabal think that he is actually still one of them, that they still have a seat of power. They're in control somewhere. But if that's true, if he is a white hat or if he is a gray hat, possibly he's been sitting on this. They've had this information, folks, since somewhere in 2019. I forget. Was it December 2019? They've had this information. FBI has had this Hunter Biden information where he could be prosecuted already for crimes against humanity. But it's just coming out now. My question is why, and I don't have the answer for it, but we'll see how it plays out. They might have been sitting on this information because the show, the scenes that are already filmed for this show, for this movie, they're all ready to go. They're sitting in a bucket. They're editing it. They're getting it ready. So when the story is told, it plays in a sequence that plays out exactly how they want it to look to be exposed to people. It's possible. That's why it's coming out now. But believe me, there's a whole lot more. I saw Rudy Giuliani talk about it. He's got the hard drive. Apparently this laptop, which doesn't make sense to me, this laptop is left at a repairman's shop. And Hunter Biden knows what's on it. He never comes back to get it. Rudy Giuliani said, this guy tried to give it to the FBI and he finally gave it to Rudy Giuliani because he knows he's Trump's president. He knows what they're trying to do to Trump. Like, he saw it. They probably should have this. Rudy says he's a serious degenerate crackhead. He said money wasn't all the money he was getting from, whether it was a mayor of Moscow's wife, whether it was from China. We found out about Kazakhstan here in the last day or two. I'm going to try to get to Kazakhstan if I can when we come on the backside of this. But Kazakhstan was where the New World Order was setting up their one world government capital in Astana. If you flip that word around, the S and the A, it becomes Satana. That's how these guys label and name everything. But that was their beautiful capital city for the New World Order. And I talked about this. This might have been when I talked about the Khazarian Mafia video I did. You should go back and listen to that probably 6 weeks ago. You can get it on YouTube. So now we find out he's got ties, business ties, Hunter Biden in Kazakhstan. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is getting deeper by the minute. So what you learn about Hunter is as Rudy says, he's a degenerate. Money wasn't for Hunter Biden because he's a total loser. As are his words. Commodity, his commodity was access. Access to his father, just like Joe Biden's younger brother has used Joe's access to create all kinds of business deals. Joe always shared in the proceeds. This is where the money's going to lead to. Joe represented rich banks when the Democrats were supposed to be for the little guy. He'd represent a rich bank so his other son, Bo Biden, could get a job. Or I think Hunter would get the no-show jobs, work 2-3 days a week, be had a lot of money. But his other son was, as attorney general, same thing. He was in another shill position where he was allowing the right criminals to get off. But everything about Joe was likely putting Hunter in there to do the dirty work, to be the connector. Joe would get in on it. In fact, I think it was, when it come to foreign policy, I believe it was Robert Gates, who was in the administration with Biden, said he's never been right on any foreign policy in his entire life. But that's true. That's a matter of objective opinion. But when it comes to the crimes, this guy in Iraq, whenever we were in Iraq, this guy's brother, Joe Biden's brother, James, got a contract, a housing deal to build houses in Iraq for $1.5 billion. The guy's never built a house in his life. He was a lobbyist. So Biden Jr. apparently was the guy who was responsible for getting some of that money that was siphoned off or profit or whatever it was, getting that back to Joe. That's how he, although he projected that he was just your average everyday guy from Scranton, Pennsylvania that moved to Delaware, blue collar kind of guy, that could be furthest from the truth. The guy was amassing wealth. They even have an island over near Jeffrey Epstein's. This guy, if he was good at anything, he was good at concealing what a scumbag criminal he is. That's the only thing this guy's ever succeeded in his life, was a concealment of the depravity of his business deals and using his political position to enrich himself and his family and people around him while many, many people got hurt. And this is what's going to roll out like a conveyor belt, folks. Point man for Ukraine. We know what happened in Ukraine. They worked toward the overthrow of that government. All the crooked business deals there. This is just going to keep piling up. And as it keeps coming, it's going to get deeper and deeper. The left is going to get more dejected. They're going to get more disgusted. They're going to get more desperate. And they're just going to start throwing everything at Donald Trump that they can pick up. And it's not going to. Anyways, we'll pick up the rest of this on the backside. This is a Tipping Point. Scott McKay here at Revolution Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes after some.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable.
I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Hey folks, Karl Marx here. You know, from my smash hit, The Communist Manifesto, the little ditty that changed the world. I crack myself up. But really, you know what else? The joke is on you, because this little manifesto has been used on you. Yeah, the United States of America. And then there was my epic, Das Kapital, a sweeping work of intrigue and...
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay here, The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio. Welcome to the second part of the show. If you're just joining us, folks, you can always find us at patriotsriseup.com, where you can jump right onto this platform for the show Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. every week. And you can also jump on our YouTube channel from there at the bottom, at The Tipping Point Radio, where we load these up into a video form where you can catch them on the backside, maybe even follow them a little more closely with the information we put out there on the video side. Anyways, welcome back, and we are going to jump into a couple of points here in terms of the intelligence has been coming out, because it is painting a picture of the stark reality that's bearing down on this global criminal empire that we refer to on this show every week as the Cabal, our number one target. So the point of the operation, as many of you know, has been this. I'm going to jump on a couple of drops. This came out October 2015, 6:22 p.m. Q says, without you collectively, there would have been no way to bypass their control. They weren't about to repeat the mistakes of 2016. You are what matters most, united, not divided. You awake, thinking for yourself, is their greatest fear. Welcome to the digital battlefield. Where we go one, we go all. Next post came out on the 17th, and it is a tweet. And in this tweet, they were talking about, it was relating back to Savannah Guthrie and her attack on Trump about QAnon. And this is a point I just made. Q says, there is Q, one, there are Anons, two, there is QAnon, three. Media labeling as QAnon is a method to bracket, it's deliberate to combine, brackets attach, Q to comments, theories, suggestions, statements, brackets, and actions made by two. That's the Anons. What happens when you cannot attack the information? Brackets, primary source one. They kill the messenger. They don't attack the information as they go after the messenger. Not all Anons are authentic, brackets injected, which means there's a lot of Anons who are CIA hacks and shills that have worked their way into the movement and are posting on the underground boards, trying to get people to veer off, or trying to dissuade people from following, or try to muddy the waters. So it says, you are correct. CJ Truth is somebody who is pretty big on, has a great big following on Twitter. You should follow him, by the way, CJ Truth, at CJ Truth. And it says, retweets. 17 had meaning. 17, of course, is Q, 17th letter in the alphabet. His tweet was retweeted by Trump 17 minutes and 17 seconds after the hour. Everything that they do here, folks, is for a very specific reason, even in terms of numerology. They will let tweets fly, and Trump will make certain comments with numbers in them so you can – it's their form of communication. You just have to be somewhat astute to read these comms. It says, do you believe it was a coincidence surgical removal of YouTube accounts occurred the same day as Hunter drop? Welcome to the digital battlefield. We did discuss that earlier. When this information hit Hunter Biden, which pretty much is a kill shot on the Biden family, what happens? You're not going to get it in mainstream media. Yes, Tucker's going to talk about it. Hannity's going to talk about it. Laura's going to talk about it. But the masses don't watch Fox News, folks. They watch, I mean, we do know they're the highest cable rated shows. But many, many people, that's why Megyn Kelly wanted to go to the big networks, because they have broad exposure. Anyways, a lot of people aren't hearing this information. So next drop, it shows Trump when he's from behind. He's walking out to give his inauguration speech, and they show this massive crowd, and it says, panic in D.C. The best is yet to come. We are Q. Next drop comes right after that. And this is a drop that was dropped. There are times when they will drop certain drops and then re-comment on those drops later in the future. This is one of them. So a drop came out July 24th, 2018. It says, remember this important fact. Actually, it came out 3/14/19. It's earlier than that. So it was a drop that was dropped, commented, dropped again, commented, and this has gone through a series of these. But it says, remember this important fact. Adam Schiff is part of the Gang of Eight, brackets Intel. He's on the House Intelligence Committee. It will become critical once Gang of Eight materials declassified. Logical cue. Question. If Adam Schiff knew everything he's investigating and stating publicly to be knowingly false, brackets disinformation, then why would he take the course of actions, brackets ongoing? Did Adam Schiff purposely deceive the American public, thinking the Gang of Eight material plus other classified documentation would never reach the public domain? What insurance did they hang over POTUS' head in order to prevent action? A father's love for his children knows no bounds. These people, because they've got their minions inside the power structure of government that can run blocks, not investigate, keep things from coming to light. Even in the Trump administration, folks, these are the sewers everywhere. They have their people in positions of power that if they don't want something progressing, it doesn't matter if Trump's president or not. He'd have to literally be in there micromanaging to know what's going on to fire people. It's impossible. But they're asking a father's love, or says a father's love for his children has no bounds. What they held over Trump's head was that they would send his kids to jail. They drop another one right underneath that. Congressman Adam Schiff, who spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress. And then it had brackets, knowingly, three times, knowingly. Leaking investigations can lead to forced resignations. He's a leaker, we know that. Knowingly disseminating false information is illegal. Gang of Eight intel. Now, there is a link to a Fox News article. Adam Schiff claims Hunter Biden email stories come from the Kremlin. Now, here we are again. We got Adam Schiff hanging on to Russia, Russia, Russia. It's always about Russia. He's not attacking the information because it can't be attacked, because it's true and it can be proven. He's again, creating another diversion to go after the messenger. So here's what Q drops on the boards right after that one. And these are the drops that usually put the fear of God in these people. And this is a link to the movie Law Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx and Gerald. I can't think of his last name.
I'll keep my head up and you will end this.
I'm just getting warmed up. This is Von Clausewitz shit. Total fucking war. I'm gonna pull the whole thing down. I'm gonna bring the whole fucking diseased, corrupt temple down on your head.
I blew that last point because of my speaker. I was trying to increase the volume. He just said it's going to be biblical. Those are the drops that Q puts out there to just remind them that there's nothing you can do to stop what's coming. And those are the ones I love because it strikes terror in the hearts of these people because they just don't know what to do. So there's another drop here that talks about, is JFK Jr. alive? And Q comes out back with the answer, says no, Q. So why, Scott, would you guys talk about him being alive? Because we do know that misinformation is real and it's necessary. We were told that several times. So that being said, what we now see is a whole bunch of Twitter leaks where the shills are attacking those who felt that Jr. was going to step out in the open on the 17th. Now, again, nobody knew what fashion it could be. We just knew, we expected, we had our expectations. But once again, I think setting yourself on a date is probably a bad idea. I know a lot of people have done it in the community. But there again, we still don't know. We really, truly don't know. Was that an indicator, what Trump had said when the ball cap was handed to him by somebody named John and then the remarks he made? We just don't know. We're going to find out eventually. But either way, folks, it doesn't make a difference. It might make a difference in legitimacy coming to this whole operation to calm down the lunatic left when that powder keg goes off when they lose, but it is not going to change the outcome one bit. But all these tweets came out with all these shills making these attacks. Ha ha. You know, these people are lunatics. They thought this, they thought that. And Q just said, do you see, he posted a whole bunch of these links to these tweets that came out, said, do you see how it works? Why are they so heavily invested in attacking, forcing POTUS to denounce? When do you expend ammunition? A lot of these things that they do in this operation is getting these people to expend their ammunition, use up everything that they can so they're left totally defenseless. Next drop. This is getting back to Biden's. This is October 17th, 2020, 3:42 p.m., 4886, says Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran. Opens the door far beyond the Biden family. How do you protect your interests? Bracket, shelter from prosecution, public awareness. Control, infiltrate, DOJ, FBI, state, that's Department of State, intelligence community, the news. How many fired FBI, brackets, Russia mid-year received a book deal? What he's saying is how many people got book deals mid-year that were fired from the FBI. That's how these people get paid off to keep their mouth shut. It's laundered money. They get a big deal, get $10 million. Nobody's buying the book, folks. It's coming from your tax dollars. It says book deals can be lucrative. Follow the family. U.S. taxpayers paid for it all. Information warfare. Next drop. And I'm not going to jump on each one of these, but there are a number of news articles. Democrats are deploying DARPA-funded, AI-driven information warfare tool to target pro-Trump accounts. Dems deploying DARPA-funded information warfare tool to promote Biden. Technology once used to combat ISIS propaganda is enlisted by Democratic group to counter Trump's coronavirus message. Q says, worth remembering, Q. Next one, it's a New York Post article reporting the one I talked about, Kazakhstan, and it says Hunter Biden also had business dealings in Kazakhstan, facing fresh questions over yet another nation, Kazakhstan, between 2012 and 2014 when his father Joe Biden served as president. Hunter Biden worked as a go-between to Keynes Rakishev, a Kazakh oligarch with close ties to the country's longtime kleptocratic leader, Nursultan Nazarbayev. British tabloids said they obtained emails from anti-corruption campaigners in Kazakhstan showing Hunter making contact with Rakishev and attempting to facilitate investment for cash in New York, Washington, D.C., and a Nevada mining company. Through his connections, emails showed Hunter Biden successfully engineered a $1 million investment from Rakishev to filmmaker Alexandra Forbes Carey, the daughter of ex-senator and former Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry. Folks, you see how these people are connected? They're all connected, every one of them. It's a continuous growing web. They are all connected one way or another. Hunter Biden also traveled to the country's capital of Astana for business talks. I call it Satana because that's, they invert everything. That was its true intention of a name. Rakishev, however, repeatedly ran into problems finding Western business partners due to the murky origins of his wealth. The respected International Finance Court pulled out of a planned deal with him over liabilities stemming from his connections to the country's rulers, as in other nations like Ukraine and China, where Hunter plied his trade. Joe Biden may not have been far behind. The Mail published a photo they obtained from the Kazakhstani Initiative on Asset Recovery showing Hunter Biden with his beaming father alongside Rakishev. Hunter Biden and Rakishev also enjoyed a long and chummy personal correspondence as well. Email show. So there you go, folks. It just never stops. It just keeps piling up and it keeps piling up. So Q comments on that. Subpoena all of Hunter Biden's financial records. Death blow. Pandora's political elite box. What are they saying? That is the Pandora's box that Hunter Biden, the epicenter of criminal money flow to his father and to a number of other people, is pretty much a sledgehammer on any hopes for a presidency for Biden or staying out of prison, all of them. So the next drop, 4889, October 2018, it shows a link to the text or to the text in the history of the Emoluments Clause. So it says here, America's founders believed that corruption and foreign influence were among the gravest threats to our nation. As a result, they included in our Constitution the Foreign Emoluments Clause. In sweeping and unqualified language, the clause was designed to prevent these two evils from affecting the federal government. This document explores the text and history of the clause. And I'm going to go right down here to what it says about the clause. Because the founders believed that corruption was one of the gravest threats to our nation, they viewed anti-corruption measures as essential to preserving and enduring democracy. Reflecting common sentiment, at the Constitutional Convention, George Mason warned his fellow delegates that if we do not provide against corruption, our government will soon be at an end. Thus, in drafting the Constitution, the founders sought to ensure that corruption was more effectually guarded against in the manner that this government was constituted than in any other that have ever been formed. Alexander Hamilton explained that nothing was more to be desired than that every practicable obstacle should be opposed to cabal, intrigue, and corruption. According to James Madison's notes of the convention, 15 delegates used the word corruption more than 50 times, and corruption was a topic of discussion on almost a quarter of the days that the convention was in session. Now we know why, folks, because this nation was brought to the brink of going down forever. And if America goes down, the world goes down. That's just not idle conversation. That's a fact that we all are aware of. That's how close the criminality of corruption has brought the nation to the brink. According to James Madison's notes, let me jump forward, I read that. The founders wanted to ensure that in the United States, unlike Europe, the nation's leaders would be dependent upon the people alone, not on those offering financial benefits, and would be motivated solely by the national interest, not their own personal interests. To promote that goal, the founders included in the nation's new charter a number of safeguards against corruption. These safeguards took the form of procedural devices and organizational arrangements meant to ward off dependency, cabals, patronage, unwarranted influence, and bribery. The founders were also worried deeply that foreign powers would interfere with America's internal affairs, undermining the nation's republican institutions and making its leaders subservient to foreign interests. Alexander Hamilton wrote that one of the vulnerabilities of republics is they afford too easy an inlet to foreign corruption. 18th century monarchs used lavish presents to ingratiate themselves with ambassadors and ministers from other nations. During the Constitutional Convention, Elbridge Gerry warned that foreign powers will intermeddle in our affairs and spare no expense to influence them, while Governor Morris invoked the melancholy picture of foreign intrusions as exhibited in a history of Germany and urged it as a standing lesson to other nations. The Foreign Emoluments Clause was added to the draft of the new Constitution by unanimous agreement of the state delegations after Charles Pinckney urged the necessity of preserving foreign ministers and other offices of the U.S. independent and external influence. And I can go on here. There's a lot of great information here. But my point to make here was this, folks. This Emoluments Clause was so critical and so important in maintaining the preservation of this republic that they spent an extraordinary amount of time on it for this very reason, that one man, facilitated by his other criminal counterparts, just about brought down the entire nation. Because if Hillary got in, we were China too. If Biden would get in, which he won't, we would be China number two. And the CCP is what has done what it's done to China, although it is under attack, but it's still fighting back. But on that particular note, it shows Hunter Biden with a brand new white Panamera Porsche outside of a hotel with some girl, and it says, America's founders believe that corruption and foreign influence were among the gravest threats for our nation. Q. The next drop, 4890, those who provided Hunter with underage girls, brackets trafficked, same people who also took the pictures. If large sums of money are being paid by foreign state actors to protected and in powerful positions, U.S. politicians, would they want assurances the deal will be kept? Bribes and blackmail, dark secrets. Now, this one is one that has created some intrigue for me and for others. A friend of mine just texted me this particular information, and I think we're trying to figure this out. Here's what Q says. How do you inform your targets, bracket, business partners, what you have? Why would Hunter Biden have such material on his laptop? How was the content originally received? Email? Why would Hunter Biden risk turning over such material to a computer repair shop? Brackets, contents unrestricted? On purpose? Brackets, years of being treated poorly by POP, or simple negligence. If such information existed on laptop, why wouldn't contents be claimed? Several attempts made to contact to claim, messages left. Why wouldn't Hunter Biden want to reclaim, knowing the contents on the drive could bury POPs and family? A troubled life, a troubled family. Looks can be deceiving. Now, this one is going to provoke endless conversation on what's really happening. Here's what they're asking us. Or I should say alluding to, because questions, as they're always asked on the boards by Q, are actually statements. So number one, how do you inform your targets, bracket, business partners, what you have? Who's informing who? The feds would be informing their business partner, Hunter Biden, a business partner, what they have. That's the one I don't really get. Is Hunter Biden working against his family? That's the allegation that this is making. And it's also making an allegation here. Now, this is an allegation. It's a question instead of a statement, so it doesn't violate national security laws. But when it says, why would Hunter Biden risk turning over a laptop to a repair shop? I hate taking my laptop to a repair shop. I hate it because I don't know if they can get into that. I know they can somehow, way, shape, or form. I just usually back up my hard drives and try to get rid of anything that I think is privileged that I don't want anybody to have access to. We all do that. You'd be crazy if you don't. But unless you're talking about NSA, they got everything anyways. It doesn't really matter in that case. But why would he leave a laptop that would have videos showing sexual abuse of children, Chinese children, and treating them horribly? Why? What? Nobody's that stupid, folks. Even if you're a crackhead, nobody's that stupid. Why wouldn't he go pick it up? Why wouldn't he return the calls when the shop owner kept trying to reach him? Why? Was this an attempt to sabotage his own family because he, quote unquote, had a troubled life, a troubled family identity? That's going to be the conversation. It's going to get interesting. We're going to find out the truth of it all. But I can tell you that's a rabbit hole that's truly going to take a little time for people to figure out. I honestly don't know. I don't know where it's going to go. But this is how deep and muddy this swamp is. I just know people are going to be totally shit-shocked if we find out that Hunter Biden, maybe he was making a deal to set up his father because his father used him as a lackey to cover his own criminality. And my friend Bill Ogden just texted me. He said, maybe Hunter has a conscience. Maybe this is how he keeps from killing himself. Maybe this is his shot at redemption. That's a great point. Thank you for that, Bill Ogden. That's a great point. Because, look, folks, if you've been brought up in a satanic environment, now here's what we know. Here's what Satanists do, is Satanists brutally torture their children. Brutally torture. They brutally sodomize them. They rape them. They do these terrible things to them. And there's a process and a reason for doing this. Because they want to abuse out of them the ability to love. They want to abuse out of them the humanity in them. That's how Lucifer operates, what Lucifer survives on, the horrible negative energy, the misery. But these people are brought up this way because what happens is they go through this psychological dissociation where the brain is fractured and there's a part of the brain that gets compartmentalized to be locked up to survive the suffering and the trauma and the torture that's being done. And this happens over and over and over. And they literally abuse and torture and rape and beat the humanity right out of that person because they need them to be that same type of individual. That I can read on it extensively, but I can't articulate it in a very intelligent way because it's hard for me to continue to read this kind of stuff and look at it. So I kind of shy away from it, getting into it too deeply, but I do understand how it works. Maybe in this case, because Bo Biden was Joe Biden's pride and joy. And so Hunter was just kind of that, they used to say redheaded stepchild, that kid that just doesn't get, that got the raw deal, never felt important, never felt special. Father was never proud of him. Look, he puts him in the Navy on a, I don't know what the commission is called, but you don't have to earn it. You don't have to go to boot camp. Here, your commission's maybe an ensign. I don't know, second lieutenant ensign, whatever. He's into drugs, gets thrown out of the Navy, can't keep a job. And his dad just figures, well, here's an opportunity to use this guy as basically a hack or a shill where I can put him in positions to let him be the go-between, the cover, to be setting up all these deals for me to make money. Maybe Hunter Biden got sick of being used by his father in such a terrible way, putting him in a terrible position. They already have him, folks. They've already got him. And he knows it. And he probably knew it quite some time before this stuff broke out. And it's like the others we talked about, cutting a deal. It's over for you. Here's your choice. You're going to be exposed publicly. We're going to show the world everything you've done. And you're going to see the rope. You're not even going to be in Guantanamo very long. You're going to be executed. Crimes against humanity. Or you can have a shot at redemption. We can give you life in Guantanamo Bay. At least you'll be alive, but you're going to work for us now. And so maybe Hunter Biden took the opportunity to bring down his father or his family because basically they shit on the guy his whole life. All I know is I don't know how you grow up in that life of privilege that this guy has and do the things that he's done. And we don't want to get too deeply in that. You all get the idea, but why? It's just hard to understand. There's got to be a reason for it. Anyway, so let's jump on to the next drop. Next drop is this, and it shows you again how deep the swamp is. How's the game played? Example, Politico comes out with Hunter Biden business partner fraud. Hunter Biden has a business partner. Hunter Biden gets, or his business partner, and there's a couple of these things that he's been involved in, but his business partner, Devon Archer, he's convicted for fraud. Now, That judge in that case happens to overturn this fraud case. And this is how it works in Washington, D.C. or in the swamp. It was a unanimous conviction by the jury. However, it's overturned by Judge Ronnie Abrams of the Southern District of New York, which is a sewer. Not New York, but the Southern District's U.S. Attorney's Office has been. Brackett's attempt to free or provide shade for Hunter Biden. This woman, just on her own accord, decides that she's going to overturn a conviction, a unanimous conviction by the jury. Now, here's why. You figure out who she's. The federal appeals, after she's done, the federal appeals comes in and reinstates that conviction. Now, what's the background of Judge Ronnie Abrams? Here's the background. Judge Ronnie Abrams is wed to Mueller team member. She ends up stepping away from the Trump suits, but she's married to Greg Andres, who is part of the Mueller team. This is how it works. You got Greg Andres, who's going after Trump on the Mueller team. We've got the wife who overturns a conviction on her own accord as a judge. It was unanimous, convicted by jury on Hunter Biden's business partner to try to provide cover or shade for Hunter Biden and his crimes. People, they're all working together. They're all working together. That's why QA says we got to drain the swamp. So now there's another one. We have Alexander Chalupa. This girl, she actually comes out with a video she puts up on Steve Bannon that's opening up. He's a former advisor to Trump. He was moved out for, can't figure out whether that reason was legit or not, whether Bannon was truly attacking Trump or it was a cover just to get him out of the White House so he could operate out there in open territory to try to help bring down the swamp. But so Alexander Chalupa is attacking Steve Bannon because he's, of course, attacking Hunter Biden. So then you go look and find out who this woman is and who she's connected to. And she's somebody who's been hired to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. They have their assets deployed all over the place, folks. And it always comes back to this. It's always about control. And here's one. They drop on October 18th, 2020, 12:16 p.m. They show a box. They show a box. And it shows the masks that people buy. And here, if you have these boxes, folks, if you bought them, you can read the warning. It's on here. Read the warning on the box when you go buy a box of these masks. It says the product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Why the hell is everybody wearing a mask? Q says system of control. Apply logic and common sense. It's about control. And that, this brings me to a thread that I want to read. I found it very interesting viewpoint because these are Luciferians. It's a satanic order. Just to help you understand how broad this satanic order is, I listened to somebody who's an expert on this subject, and they said the amount of Satanists in this country, in the U.S. alone, that worship Satan is 30 million people. 30 million. I don't know what that makes you feel, but that is pretty scary to me. So we do need to educate ourselves on what they are about. So Darkly Q Illuminated on my Twitter feed puts up a nice thread here, and I'm going to go through exposing the occult corona initiation ritual. And they say the entire world is participating in an occult corona initiation ritual, although hardly anyone will realize it. He goes on and says, the measure and policies which governments have rolled out worldwide ever since Operation Coronavirus began, such as quarantine, lockdown, hand washing, mask wearing, social distancing, and more, are in fact aspects of occult initiation ritual. These aspects have been cleverly adapted to the current fake pandemic as disguised as genuine public health strategies. As I covered in previous threads, this pandemic is a 9-1-1 type event, which has been meticulously planned for decades, that we know. It says, false flag attack. A horrific staged event blamed on a political enemy and used as a pretext to start a war or to enact draconian laws in the name of national security. Number three, the people who run the world, whom I often call the New World Order, conspirators, NWO, leave very little to chance. They are black magicians. And they are running this live exercise in a similar fashion to how they run their secret satanic rituals. In both cases, the goal is the same, to take the initiates out of their normal mode of existence, break them down, engender submission, remold them in the likeness of their leaders, and then finally return them to a new normal where they cannot return to their old ways and lives. Number five, Corona initial ritual lockdown and quarantine isolation. Any good ritual requires preparation. The first part of an initiation ritual is isolation. This isolation serves to separate the initiate from the mundane of the world affairs of his life. It is often done by cutting all ties with the outside world. Sometimes the initiate may be sent into a dark room or cave. This also suggests a coming rebirth from a dark womb. Nowadays, this isolation also requires separation from technology and everything that comes with it, phones, computers, emails, social media. The sensory deprivation sends the initiate afloat where she is less tethered to beliefs and behaviors. Operation Coronavirus, the lockdown, and the quarantine were the isolation aspect of the ritual. Those aware of the situation noticed that quarantining an entire community of healthy people was a contradiction in terms, because the very word quarantine means a state, period, or place of isolation in which people or animals that have arrived from elsewhere or been exposed to infectious or contagious diseases are placed. Thus, by definition, one cannot quarantine uninfected healthy people. One can only quarantine infected sick people. However, the agenda was to isolate people by any means necessary to achieve the first step of initiation. Now, the next step is Corona initiation ritual hand washing, brackets rejection. Another element of the ritual has been the obsessive and compulsive focus on hand washing. While hand washing in general is a good hygienic activity, which can help limit the spread of disease, Operation Coronavirus has taken it to a completely new level of OCD anxiety by design, of course. Symbolically, the washing of hands is reminiscent of the story of Pontius Pilate from the Bible, who washed his hands of the matter regarding the fate of Jesus of Nazareth and refused to either punish him or set him free. From this perspective, hand washing is about rejection. But who or what is being rejected? The old normal of freedom. The old normal is gone. This is your canvas. Create the new normal. The next Corona initiation ritual is mask wearing, which is censorship, submission, dehumanization, alternate persona. Fourthly, masks are often used by the elite themselves at their parties and rituals. Remember the satanic sexual orgy scene from Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut. If you haven't seen that, now's the time to see it. Masks hide identity. They hasten the death of the old identity. Masks create alternate persona. This ties in with the incredibly important theme of satanic ritual abuse and mind control. In mind control, a handler uses torture and abuse to force the victim to dissociate. This is where their minds split off and detach from reality in order to deal with the tremendous pain which is being inflicted upon them. It's an inbuilt mental defensive strategy. However, in doing so, the victim creates multiple alters or personalities which are disconnected from their base personality. These alters do not know about the existence of other alters. Thus, the victim can be programmed to do things, example, become a sex slave or an assassin, and not recall doing them because an alter can be triggered to come forward, then return to the subconscious after the event. When it comes to mind control, Masks are symbolic of the hidden aspects or personas of ourselves, which the New World Order controllers are deliberately targeting with their subliminal propaganda. Mask wearing is a huge topic in many ways. In the article, Unmasking the Truth, studies show dehumanizing masks weaken you and don't protect you. I covered some of the medical reasons why wearing a mask is not only medically useless if you want to protect yourself from COVID, but also potentially harmful to your health. However, there are many layers deeper when it comes to the ritualistic aspect of masks. Firstly, masks connotate censorship, the covering of one's mouth, gagging, and the suppression of a free voice. Think how many images depicting censorship show a person with tape over their mouth. Censorship has been a massive part of this agenda even before it officially happened, with all the Event 201 aficionados practicing their simulation for hours about how they would control the official narrative and censor alternative viewpoints. Secondly, masks symbolize submission, the giving up of unrestricted access to oxygen. This entire agenda is not about the virus, it's about control. It's about forcing people to submit to the will of the New World Order manipulators, even when it is legally and medically unwarranted. Masks are reminiscent of robots. They are dehumanizing. They remove one's ability to fully see into another person's face. They create distance and separation in people, make it harder for us to communicate via body language, and make it harder for us to have empathy for others, since that empathy is often based on truly seeing another person. The next corona initiation ritual: social distancing, the new normal. Once the ritual heads toward completion, the initiate comes out into a new mode of thinking and a new manner of behaving. He is remade in the image of his handlers or manipulators who conducted the ritual. In the case of COVID, the end goal is the new normal, where everyone is permanently separated and disconnected, as well as tested, tracked, contact traced, monitored, surveilled, medicated, and vaccinated. Social distancing is really antisocial distancing. It's all about removing the human touch from our interactions. That touch is what makes us human. The overarching goal of the ritual: destroying the old and creating the new. If I were to sum up the entire corona initiation ritual with one concept, it would be this old, tried, and true one: Ordo ab Chao. It's order out of chaos. The Hegelian dialectic: problem, reaction, solution, the phoenix rising out of the ashes. All of these phrases point towards the same method: destroying the old to make way for creating the new. This method in and of itself is not bad. It's all about how it's used. The true process of ritual is to alter one's mind and character, and it can be done consciously or unconsciously, wittingly or unwittingly. Ritual can be used for white magic, just as much as black magic. E.g., you can use this technique to conquer destructive habits within yourself and become a better person. It's just that in the context of the worldwide conspiracy, this method is used by the New World Order conspirators to make the world a less free, less peaceful, more controlled, and more hierarchical place. Final thoughts: Operation Coronavirus is a worldwide ritual, and its elements are highly symbolic. I went through that because I wanted people to look at this thing from 30,000 feet. It truly baffles me to this point today, clearly be able to see anywhere in the public eye or narrative that we don't have an epidemic. We don't have a pandemic. We don't have people dying all over the place. We don't have anything happening. But I see people walking around with face shields and a mask and a hat on. First of all, if this thing was airborne, none of those factors would stop it. They would do a little due diligence. They would see the masks, the bandanas, the cloth, the t-shirt pulled up over their mouths or whatnot. Can't stop a virus. The virus is way too small. A face shield. Do people think that the disturbance of air only disturbs downward? It's not going to come up under the mask or gore. It's just, it honestly, it scares me, people. It truly scares me that the IQ is barely above plant life when I see this stuff. And getting on and off elevators. I had this happen where I live in a building, downtown Dallas. I get on an elevator and I can see people's eyes getting big. If the elevator door comes open, there's a couple people that are on the elevator and I got their masks on and I just look at them and I just, their eyes get bigger. No problem. I'll just take the next one. It just, I just scratch my head every day over it. But this is how people are so easily programmed that it's truly scary to me. It's truly scary. Anyways, I'll move on from that point. But if anybody can't clearly see this is about control, it's not about our virus. And I don't even know how we could, what direction we can go to point that out any more clearly. Anyways, just to show you the connections here a little more deeply. After that drop, Q drops October, again, on the 18th, 4896. One big happy family is what we're looking at. Democrat Party, mainstream media. Just to give you an idea of the relationships, how these people are connected and how everything's controlled. Susan Rice, Obama administration, married to ABC News. Ian Cameron, Obama administration. Ben Rhodes, brother of David Rhodes at CBS News. Liz Sherwood, Obama administration, with Ben Sherwood, ABC News. They're married. Tom Nides, Clinton administration, married to Virginia Mosley. Jay Carney, Obama administration, married to Claire Shipman over at ABC News. Katie Hogan, Obama administration, she's married to Matt Jaffe over at ABC News. Valerie Jarrett's daughter, Laura Jarrett, is over at CNN. Obama administration, Jim Sciutto, he's married to Gloria Riviera at ABC News. Andrew Cuomo, Democratic governor, he's brother of Fredo, Chris Cuomo, Fredo Cuomo, they're brothers. I don't know if you ever saw that video where somebody in a bar called Chris Cuomo Fredo, and he flipped out, threatened to beat the shit out of him, just as I'm saying, and somebody caught it on video and actually uploaded it to the internet. It was pretty funny. I guess Fredo's that guy in The Godfather. Anyways, if you haven't seen The Godfather, watch it, you know who Fredo is, and that pretty much pissed him off. He was ready to, and he didn't care he was on video. He was so mad, and now everybody refers to him as Fredo. So if you ever see Chris Cuomo out there, and you just say, hey, Fredo, and watch him melt down in public, it's actually pretty funny. So anyways, Q drops this on there, this photograph of all these connections of the Democrat Party and mainstream media, and comments this way. Missing 29 connections national. There's 29 more connections like this on a national level media, and there's 98 connections on local. That's how these people control the flow of information. They're inside the criminal Democrat Party administrations, and they control the media because of the connections. Q says, how's the game played? Now that you know how Judge Ronnie Abrams and Greg Andres are connected, who's Dan Abrams? And if you go to Dan Abrams, and you see who he is, he's the brother of Ronnie Abrams. And Dan Abrams is the chief legal affairs anchor for ABC and is host of the Dan Abrams Show, where politics meets the law. Everywhere you look, folks, these people are connected. You look at the censorship of Big Tech. You got Alphabet. You got Google. Sergey Brin over Google, co-founder of Google. And he's also president of Alphabet, Inc. He's married to Ann Wojcicki. She's co-founder of 23andMe, who happens to be sisters with Susan Wojcicki, who I've banged away here on this program because she's the CEO of YouTube. She's the one that takes all our friends down and censors them. They're not censoring me because I don't have enough followers. I just put this, I don't promote that channel. I put it up for people that want to go hear it from somewhere else in the world that's sleeping or somebody that can't get to it to this time frame. But believe me, if there was 100,000 followers at this point, they would have taken it down by now because I'm inviting decapitation by just the titles that I put on the videos and the things that I'm willing to say here. Anyways, they're all connected. Sergey Brin, Google. And by the way, his wife, Ann Wojcicki, she owns 23andMe. Let me give you some good advice. It's yours to take or not. If you're going to send your DNA samples into 23andMe to find out who your family is or family tree is, you're crazy. These people are, they're building databases of your DNA. Just to throw this out for shits and giggles, I guess, here's what they do. When they were going to get to their position of full control and order, they were going to look at people that had, what would I say, desirable genetic traits in DNA, and those who don't, we're simply going to get rid of them. This isn't about helping you find a family tree, folks. This is like Facebook getting you to divulge all of your information and put it up on Facebook so the military, so the CIA, so DARPA, which is where Facebook came from, it's actually called LifeLog, That technology was built by DARPA, is so they could get people just to divulge everything about their lives openly and freely so they could use it against you. 23andMe, no difference. Don't use that service. Believe me, it's a bad idea. But of course, again, we have two major censorship operations here with Google censoring their algorithms, rewritten all the time to keep news from hitting the population. It'll make a difference in bringing the cabal down. But that's how the game's played. If you look at why is the FBI's top child porn lawyer involved in a Hunter Biden laptop case? Special Agent Joshua Wilson. Do you see a pattern? Look at the Clinton Foundation, Crimes Against Children, the Inspector General report. These people are always somehow connected. There is always a pattern. And I could play a number of other links here that can just continue to point out these patterns that Q has dropped on here. But I think you get the point. This is where I think it's going to get good, because the last drop that came out today shows a military video of an AC-130 gunship lighting up the night. And Q's response to that is, buckle up, Q. So, folks, it's about to get pretty crazy. What's coming? There's a lot more. We're just getting started. Patriots have it all teed up. They've got all the scenes filmed, ready to go. They're going to roll them out onto the screen, and you're going to see people wake up. As we sit on the backside, the thing that I'm always concerned about is the coming coup against America. They have nothing, no other hand to play, because they will go down in the election. One thing that does concern me is these retired former generals and defense secretaries attacking Trump. You know, in the past, Mattis has referred to the Antifa destroyers, referred to their wholesome and unifying demands. Well, you know where I stand on Mattis. I've talked about him in the past. He denounced Trump when he stated, "We're witnessing consequences of 3 years without mature leadership. We can unite without Trump, drawing on strengths inherent in a civil society." That one really caught me off guard. He said President Trump is the first president in his lifetime not trying to unify the country. That's General Sad Dog Mattis, who was our former defense secretary. Look at Colin Powell. He's praising Mattis and other officers criticizing Trump. We've got General John Allen, Navy Admiral Mike Mullen, same thing, criticizing Trump. Former Defense Secretary William Perry was milquetoast at best under Clinton, referring to being outraged by deplorable behavior by President Trump, suppressing the peaceful demonstrators exercising their constitutional rights. Folks, where do you think these people stand? We got two lieutenant colonels, John Nagel and Paul Yingling, wrote an open letter to Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley, encouraging him to remove the president from the White House with force when he loses the election. Imagine people in the military retired talking like this, people. They published this open letter in Defense One. It's a respected military publication. Then they write six scenarios for military intervention for removing the president. They start dissing the Insurrection Act as if it's something that nobody's ever used. Jefferson used it. Andrew Jackson, Grant, Hayes, Grover Cleveland, Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, FDR, Dwight Eisenhower, JFK, Lyndon Johnson, and George H.W. Bush all used the Insurrection Act. So this appears to be their plan B when they lose the election. So if it's contested and there's no military to decide the outcome of the election, see, folks, there are laws and rules. There's no military to handle an election outcome. That's not what our Constitution is about. That's a dictatorship. There are rules and laws to follow. These generals are creating a pretext that something's actually going on that's going to require military action. And these deep state puppets, they know this. So as for General Milley's point of view, and our defense secretary made no issue about this at all. Mark Esper didn't come out publicly and say anything. I couldn't believe that. That to me was startling. So this is a violation of Article 88 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which prohibits contemptuous statements against the President of the United States. It's a violation of criminal law. So my point is, we have a misplaced respect for retired military at times. And I'm talking in the brass corps, in the officer corps. We believe because they've risen to these high ranks, they got to be patriots. There's 3 points to make on that, folks. The cabal has inserted puppets in every element controlling the apparatus of all nations, including the military. These people want war. They train for war. They need to advance their military rank to get to higher levels. War helps that. Threats of war increase military budgets. Look at their careers of retired brass, defense contractors, or lobbyists. They're working for the military-industrial complex. It needs to survive. It needs money. Bringing troops home and getting them out of needless wars, guess what? It ends their usefulness. It ends the money flow. These people are in on the money. Who benefits from war? Do you? Do you benefit from war? Does your family benefit from war? Does your community benefit from war? Has anybody out there in the last 20 years, has their lives gotten better because we're sending our best and brightest off to kill people and losing a whole lot of them and having a lot of them maimed for life? Does your life get better? We don't want war. They want war. So my warning to you plotters in the deep state, the brass, rank and file soldiers aren't going to follow you. The grunt's the guy getting sent in to do the dirty work of the people that sit behind the desks now, the politician brass. That's what it is anymore. But believe me, you folks that are active duty, the real soldiers, you know you don't have to follow those orders. A deep state commander sending you to violate the Constitution, risk your own life, potentially lose your own, so they can remain in the control apparatus, a life you're never going to get to live if you even remain alive. These people are willing to wreck the framework of everything that allows you to be free. We, the people, hold the power to remove an elected official. We also have the power to remove these people, too. If there's absolute verifiable proof of felonious actions at the top, then Congress has the power through impeachment to remove. If there's treason, a military tribunal for treason is commissioned and carried out, and punishments imposed by the military and can be done on military and former brass. The only time a president can be removed when all other factions of justice are corrupted and involved, the president in treasonous acts where justice can't be delivered, that is the only time. That's where we were in 2015. That's what was about to be bestowed on the Obama administration. My message to the uniformed soldiers is, if commanded to do so, think very hard about following these people, because America won't stand for it. They will not stand for it. We don't want to see that happen. We know what side you stand on. So anyways, this is another week here on The Tipping Point at Revolution Radio, folks. We're glad to have you. All of our international listeners, we appreciate your patronage. We respect what you're doing. We'll be coming back next week, 8 to 10 p.m. every week, Monday. Folks, you have a great week.
Listening to Revolution.